You're listening to Feel Good Astrology with Louisa Tanner Munson. To request a personal reading with Louisa, go to www.feelgoodastrology.com.
Hi, it's Louisa Tanner Munson from Feel Good Astrology, and this is a piece or a podcast about the space between the moment of equinox in September 2018 to the September full moon, which is a two-day window of opportunity starting on the 23rd of September at 2:54 a.m. Universal Time, that's the equinox, and the full moon, which takes place on the 25th of September at 03:52 a.m. Again, Universal Time. Now, in my recent blog piece, Releasing the Retrogrades in 2018, I wrote that this two-window opportunity is getting to the root cause. So before I go in depth and talk about the asteroids that are also playing their part, here's what I wrote a few weeks ago, just to give you a kind of summary of what's likely to take place. So it says, this opens wide onto what residual discomfort is active in our lives. For those of you who still have wide gaping wounds, this might be one where the energies are significant enough to bring about a breakthrough. This full moon is conjunct Chiron, and Chiron, the sun and the moon are all square Saturn in Capricorn. Its energy is not gentle, nor is it considerate. It's like getting an almighty telling off from your parents that renders you so numb that your mind can close down to hear another message from that part of you that wants healing. So this is a strong couple of days that will really affect anyone who has ongoing difficulties, and also someone who has planets at 0 to 2 degrees of any of the cardinal signs, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. So I said, for those of you that are interested in intention work, hold the intention that you are defined by your own authority, that you are moving effortlessly past the authority of your programming, and that you are free to program yourself and take full responsibility for who you are. So, some big themes. Now, here's where I'm going to actually sort of expand on the themes and also tie them into what happened, or the energies of the new moon that I spoke about in my recent podcast, because there was a new moon taking place on the 9th of September that kind of set the story up, talking about releasing the truth and finding out that the people that we're involved in or with at the moment, that we're trying to get to the bottom of things with, are not being very forthcoming. And it's all to do with our childhood issues. So there is this background, and if you do have one of these situations brewing or that's been going on all summer, to do with clearing your past and trying to move into the future with your own full authority, feeling free and full of grace, then listen to that one first and then listen to this. As the equinox takes place, now the equinox takes place, like I said, 23rd of September, 2:54 a.m. And essentially, the equinox is the passing of the sun from 29 degrees Virgo into 0 degrees Libra. So it is crossing from one sign to another. Now, at the time of the equinox, as the sun goes into Libra, we have a few things going on. First of all, it goes into exact opposition with the with Chiron, who is the wounded healer, which I mentioned in the previous podcast. So Chiron represents childhood pain, represents that kind of pain that we're unable to really get to grips with, and that continues to wound us. We might be able to heal so many other aspects of our lives, but it's that kind of itch that you can't scratch. And also at the time of the equinox, the sun is also in a square to Quaroa at 0 degrees Capricorn. Now, Quaroa is about the gifts that you're born with, and this opportunity for a new reality of mankind, this kind of creative energy that we might have. So there is what's known as a T-square going on at the time of the equinox that is saying we've got your ego, represented by the sun, We've got your childhood pain and the past and that sort of itch that you can't scratch, represented by everybody else. Because I think pain is something that we get from other people through our projections and our experiences. Without experiences of other people, would we experience pain? I don't know. So we've got these two in direct contrast. So the pain that we experience from other people, notably the people from our childhood, and then linking the two of them, but still very stressful, is this creative energy that we've all got, demanding that we grow beyond our current stumbling blocks and demanding that we grow beyond our patterns, and saying that there is an opportunity for people to move through the shit because we're all going through it. It's not just one person having a problem and everyone projecting onto this one person. There's lots of stuff going on that we all need to look at, and we can only look at it and release it if everyone plays their part. And so this is the start of the equinox. So the energies are very clearly saying that we're all feeling a bit attacked, and our pain from our childhoods is determining what's going on in the future. So you might be in a situation where you're saying, nope, I did have pain in the past, but no, it doesn't. I'm definitely not projecting it onto my friends, my colleagues, my family, and my future. Definitely not doing that. No. That's all gone and done and dusted. Not going to talk about that again. This is the kind of energy that Quarawa and the Sun and Chiron is saying, look, in this position, we all have pain. We all have a creative opportunity to explore it and grow beyond it. We can grow out of it in openness and transparency, but only when we recognize that it's there. You know, if we close our minds down to it, it's not going to happen. So they are the opening gambits of the solstice energy. And the solstice energy is really setting us up, you know, for the next season. You know, it's setting us up until the the equinox energy is setting us up for the next season ahead, until we reach the time of the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, or the southern the summer solstice if you're in the southern hemisphere. But the equinox points are points of balance between light and dark. They are points of balance between anything, the points between you and me, black and white. You know, it's a balance point. This energy is about finding balance. No one person is the problem. You know, that when people see problems as the fact that there's one person creating it and everyone else is suffering because it's one person, or the same with society, where, you know, at the moment people are saying, oh, you know, the 1%, they're causing all the problems. And it does appear like that if you're not part of the 1%. But we also need to look at the problems that we're creating ourselves and look at our part in it, because we've all got a part to play. This is what this energy of the equinox is saying. It is saying we are all part of this. No one person is the problem. There is a situation that everyone has experienced in their childhood, and we all need to own up and fess up to our parts in it and realize that the reason we've had a part in it is because of our own hurt and our own past that has perpetuated it. And this balance point is a time for us to come clean and wake up to the fact that we've all been affected by different bits and pieces, but that we can move beyond it. You know, it's no good to put all the blame on one person or one institution. It's a time to you know, be open and honest to the possibility of our own parts in our own downfall and in the downfall of other people, or the shaming of other people. So that's a really strong opening stance for the new season. Something else that's going on at the time of the equinox. So we've got Chiron at 0 degrees Aries. We've also got Hygieia. Now Hygieia is at 1 degrees Aries, conjunct Chiron. Now Hygieia is to do with finding truth and hygiene and health. So for people who have had health issues of late, The indication here is that they are tied up in childhood pain, and that one of the ways of finding some form of recovery is to explore the patterns of your past using Kwarwa, using this balance point of energy to work beyond it. You know, it's really important to see where our own emotions from the past and our childhood and possibly generational things from many generations passed down. It's important for us to see the patterns and work through them. But Hygieia here is really clearly indicating that, you know, the situations that we're experiencing are causing health issues and hygiene issues. Now, I'm not saying hygiene like as in cleanliness, like you've got a messy house or anything like that, but your general housekeeping in your life, you know, where you've got bad habits or you've got maladaptations, adaptations, you know, you've made changes in your life to cope with the stresses that you've been under, but they haven't necessarily been made based on the right information. You've made adjustments to kind of compensate and brush over the dirt. And what Hygieia conjunct Chiron is saying is that we need to, you know, actually go to the root of the cause and then make our adaptations, because otherwise we'll be maladapted. So there is a really strong message there about our health, and that we can find some form of healing by looking at our maladaptations. Our adaptations have been done based on faulty information about our own egos and about our own pain. So it's quite a magical point. So I'm going to move on from the equinox now, because that's really the setting up information. And then where we're going in this 2-day window of energy is straight to the full moon. Actually, just one last thing. Sorry. At the time of the equinox on the 23rd of September 2018, the moon is exactly conjunct Nessus. And Nessus is to do with... it's quite an uncomfortable and... it's an uncomfortable archetype. Nessus is about generational abuse and dynastic abuse that has been passed down from one generation to another. So at the time of the equinox, and that's why I said, you know, we need to look, you know, to find healing, we need to look back at what's happened in the past, not just from your parents, your grandparents, the next one down, and see where this daisy chain effect of abuse has taken place and is likely to continue if you aren't able to examine what has happened in the past, realise that if this has been passed down and that everybody's had a part to play. But how can you stop that from going on into the next generation and becoming part of the whole world consciousness unless we actually take a step back, see what's happened, see where it's come from, and think, okay, this is where it stops. So that's the other thing about this balance point of energy. The moon is conjunct Nessus. So these issues are coming up, do have some bearing and something to do with abuse patterns that have been passed down through generations from one to the other to the other to the other. And I guess the problem happens when one generation says, I may have experienced that, but I definitely didn't move on to the next. you know, we need to be honest, you know, where we've until we recognize where abuse patterns or trauma patterns have affected us, how can we fully acknowledge that we're not passing them on to other people? So this is saying, you know, it's okay to recognize what's happened in the past, and it's in the recognition of it that we can see whether we are affecting other people around us. So this is going on for so many people. This isn't just You know, something going on in your own life with your own parents or your own children or your own grandparents, or seeing things. I've seen lots of people talking recently on Facebook, for instance, social media, about working out their DNA and like working out the patterns. So there is this almost expansion of understanding who we are from working through the pain of the past. And sometimes this pain isn't, you know, recognizable just from what we've known in our lifetime. It's something that is carried on. And, you know, there are studies out there to show that DNA captures the, you know, what has happened to our ancestors and the sort of the hormonal and the what was going on to them, like trauma and stuff gets passed on. I'll see if I can find those studies, but I know that with Holocaust survivors and also with people from the World Trade Center, you know, people sort of involved in that, that there have been sort of tests on, you know, the stress responses in their children and their descendants. And the children pick up on the stress. They have elevated stress hormones. So these things do get passed on, even if they're not consciously passed on, stuff still happens. So we're talking about this physically, emotionally, spiritually, and the karmic price of it. So that's just what I needed to add to the equinox. But let's move on to the full moon now, which takes place, like I said before, on the 25th of September 2018 at 3:52 a.m. So what do we add from the equinox to the September full moon? Well, at the time of the full moon, the sun will be at 2 degrees Libra and the moon will be at 2 degrees Aries. The moon will be conjunct Chiron, but it's also exactly conjunct the trans-Neptunian object called Salacia, which is has a few different things going on for it. Salacia is to do with salaciousness and sexual tensions and sexual desires that create, well, that are inappropriate or not seen as being healthy. So on the one hand, Salacia is quite an uncomfortable asteroid to have the moon on at the time of the full moon, because it brings up issues to do with impropriety and awfulness, really. but I have seen other interpretations of Salacia to do with living in two realities at the same time and to understand and be able to bridge two ways of thinking at the same time. So there's I think it's to do with beingness. So, you know, that we can be in two places at the same time and we can have different appetites but still be the same person. So it's kind of understanding that conundrum. At the same time, the sun, the moon and Salacia are exactly square Saturn. Saturn, if you remember from my previous podcast about the new moon energies, Saturn represents the great father, the authority. It represents so many things to do with the where we take our authority from and almost what robs us of our own independence. So it's also to do with structure and it's also to do with responsibility. But the sun and the moon and Salacia are square Saturn in a really, really hard square, indicating that there are family issues or issues with governments and supporting structures that are telling us how to live our lives and stuff. And all of those are in aspect to Niobe at 2 degrees Cancer. And Niobe is a really kind of sad character. Niobe has a massive falling from grace in this place of self-importance and arrogance about their family and who their family is, and being really proud about their family. All that boasting loses her whole family. So people become jealous and angry about the pride that the Niobe character has. And basically all her family's killed off and she loses her children, she loses her husband, And it's really quite a sad asteroid energy, to be honest. It's kind of saying where we're too arrogant and too proud and too unyielding, we lose it all. So these are big pressures for the full moon. So if you think about it, we start the equinox, we start the new season, leading us up until the solstice point late December. So we start off the equinox, the new season, with this promise of us needing to find balance, and saying, you know, if we can find balance, we can start to erode and let go of some of these patterns. And then within this 2 days, we get to a very strong tension point where we feel up against our parents. Now, I should also say, in astrology, often the mother is represented by the moon and father often by Saturn, or whichever parent is the most authoritative is represented by Saturn, and whichever is the most yielding and emotional is represented by the moon. And the sun represents ourselves and the ego. And in fact, I've done a podcast about triastral astrology or transactional analysis, which looks at the sun, the moon and Saturn. So here we have all three of them in a very stressful position, saying that, you know, our childhoods, what's happened in our past, and the salaciousness of it, or the stuff of it that didn't seem right, didn't feel right, is up to talk about. And so it should be, you know, everyone should be able to talk up about their experiences and say, you know, I didn't feel comfortable with this and I just want that recognised. That should be okay to do, shouldn't it? What do you think? But Niobe, the energy of Niobe and the power of Saturn, is shutting this down. It's shutting the conversation down. It's saying, no, there's nothing going on here. There's nothing going on here. Everything is okay. But astrology is bearing out that where we hold on to these positions of self-importance and arrogance, then we really, really do risk losing our entire family or our entire, whatever it is that you represent as being a message of security for us. So these 2 days, suffice to say, they're really deep. And if you've got any of these themes going on in your chart at the moment, which a lot of us will do, then feel free to give me a shout. It's louisatanamunson.com. And you can send me a little message and I can have a look at your chart for you, do a consultation and find out where there might be some release points, or at least be able to explain what's going on in the background for your astrology. But these are the energies that are going on and they don't seem to be letting up. But one thing I have noticed astrologically is when we do have these shit or bust kind of aspects, things are forced to move and things do shift, and they might not always shift in the way we want, but movement happens, and that is how life occurs, isn't it? We have to understand that when we hold on to things and things stagnate, no growth can happen, no true unconditional love can occur. You know, holding on to things, being attached to certain outcomes and certain truths and not exploring them is kind of anti-life, it's anti-love. So the message of these 2 days is to look at where you are being proud, look at where you're being self-important, look at where you are holding on to things and not being open to talking about things, and look at where you can be generous and move forward and allow other people to move forward. Because if you are holding all the keys and saying, no, I'm not going to discuss this any further, that's done and dusted, nothing will change and move, but you don't allow other people to move with you, and so they can only they're then forced to move on their own. So I think that's the message of this period. So I hope that's useful. So yield, be vulnerable, be open, you know, allow your ideas about yourself to be rocked and moved, and allow yourself to, you know, make good on them if other people let you to. And if they don't, then just move on and be yourself and be free and be in love. And Yeah, so lots going on. Anyway, lots of love and light to everybody out there. I hope this new season starts well for you and works out well. Take care.
You've been listening to Feel Good Astrology with Louisa Tanner Munson, and this recording has been made possible by all you lovely supporters at Patreon. To request a personal reading with Louisa, go to www.feelgoodastrology.com.